Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. The subject title for the readings is Dwell in the Consciousness of Love Forever. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 317. The readings are from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible, Genesis. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Acts. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. And he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Science and Health. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood. Question, what is man? Answer, man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. The scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Matter is not that likeness. The likeness of spirit cannot be so unlike spirit. The material sense's reversal of the science of soul was practically exposed 1900 years ago by the demonstrations of Jesus. Yet these so-called senses still make mortal mind tributary to mortal body and ordain certain sections of matter, such as brain and nerves, as the seats of pain and pleasure, from which matter reports to this so-called mind its status of happiness or misery. That life or mind is finite and physical, or is manifested through brain and nerves, is false. Spiritual, not corporeal, consciousness is needed. Man, delivered from sin, disease, and death, presents the true likeness or spiritual ideal. The foundation of mortal discord is a false sense of man's origin. To begin rightly is to end rightly. Every concept which seems to begin with the brain begins falsely. Divine mind is the only cause or principle of existence. Cause does not exist in matter, in mortal mind, or in physical forms. The knowledge that brain lobes cannot kill a man nor affect the functions of mind would prevent the brain from becoming diseased, though a moral offense is indeed the worst of diseases. How can intelligence dwell in matter when matter is not intelligent and brain lobes cannot think? Brain or matter never formed a human concept. Consciousness constructs a better body when faith in matter has been conquered. Correct material belief by spiritual understanding, and spirit will form you anew. The brain can give no idea of God's man. It can take no cognizance of mind. Matter is not the organ of infinite mind. Spirit is the only substance and consciousness recognized by divine science. The material senses oppose this, but there are no material senses, for matter has no mind. That matter is substantial or has life and sensation is one of the false beliefs of mortals and exists only in a supposititious mortal consciousness. Hence, as we approach spirit and truth, we lose the consciousness of matter. Truth has no consciousness of error. Ideas are tangible and real to immortal consciousness, and they have the advantage of being eternal. Spirit and matter can neither coexist nor cooperate, and one can no more create the other than truth can create error, or vice versa. In proportion as the belief disappears that life and intelligence are in or of matter, the immortal facts of being are seen, and their only idea or intelligence is in God. Spirit is reached only through the understanding and demonstration of eternal life and truth and love. It is well that the upper portions of the brain represent the higher moral sentiments, as if hope were ever prophesying thus: the human mind will sometime rise above all material and physical sense, exchanging it for spiritual perception, and exchanging human concepts for the divine consciousness. Then man will recognize his God-given dominion and being. Mortals are not like immortals created in God's own image, but infinite spirit being all, mortal consciousness will at last yield to the scientific fact, and disappear. And the real sense of being, perfect and forever intact, will appear. All that is called mortal thought is made up of error. The theoretical mind is matter, named brain, or material consciousness, the exact opposite of real mind or spirit. Remember, brain is not mind. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. This kingdom of God is within you, is within reach of man's consciousness here, and the spiritual idea reveals it. Give up the belief that mind is, even temporarily, compressed within the skull, and you will quickly become more manly or womanly. You will understand yourself and your Maker better than before. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love forever. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood. This concludes the readings and the healing message and public recorded portion of the reading. For thy-